Hello, mindful teacher listeners. Welcome to season 3 of the Mindful Teacher K-12 podcast. My name is April Hughes, veteran educator, certified yoga teacher, recent graduate with a doctoral degree in curriculum leadership, and an overall great mother of 2 wonderful children and, yes, 5 rescue miniature schnauzers. So if any of those things seem to interest you and you are wanting strategies and tools to bring in mindfulness to your life, this is the podcast for you. Hello, mindful teacher listeners. Welcome to episode 2 of season 3 of the Mindful Teacher K-12. Well, my last episode was back in October, and just when I thought I would be able to roll out a few more episodes, we went back to remote learning completely from hybrid learning, which is probably true for most of you that are listening to this podcast. And so now we're getting ready to embark on hybrid learning yet again, but with a twist. The students are going to be logging in real time from Zoom that are sitting at home so that they're getting real-time instruction all the time. And hopefully that will help with the quarantine issue. And the vaccine is now rolled out in stages, so we'll see how that goes. And today, President Joe Biden was inaugurated. So, pretty good day, if you ask me, but it's not been that solid of a year to start, and we're only 20 days in. So, I thought I would pull a quote to start us off today with by Buddha, and he says, holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. So I think it's very easy in this time of turmoil to get angry about remote learning, or to get angry about going back to hybrid learning, or get angry about fill in the blank. So my invitation to you today is to let go of any anger that you might be feeling or harboring as we embark on second semester of 2021. Because really, Buddha was right. We're not solving any problems, and we're not helping ourselves if we're just getting angry at the situation. Now, that doesn't mean that your anger isn't real, and it doesn't mean that it should not be acknowledged. What I'm inviting is that acknowledge that anger and then let it go, which might be easier said than done, but it takes more energy to hold on to negative emotions than positive emotions. So the theme today is going to be positive intentions. So positive intentions, what does that mean? That means that we have to assume everybody in our world, at our school, in our universe has positive intentions. So instead of gravitating towards the negative and immediately grasping onto this doesn't work, this sucks, the kids aren't learning, blah, 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 I want you to think about the positive intentions that you are making every single day when you get onto those Zoom calls, or you get onto the Google, whatever you happen to use, and you have positive intentions, your students have positive intentions, and it might not always be a positive experience, but the intention is always positive, and we have to learn to focus on that instead of the negative. So I want to share something with my audience. And every year I have my students do vision boards at the start of the year. It's always a good way to get students back into the swing of things when they've been on a long break. And it is true this year as well, even though the break, when they came back, it was on Zoom, there's still that long break of routine and getting on a schedule and all of those things. So I decided to use, I went through like my options as far as what could I use to have them do a digital vision board. So I thought, well, I could just have them do maybe a Google slide, or maybe what I would have them do. I was thinking about some of the other platforms that we're using. So I asked a few of my colleagues and I got the feedback, maybe I should try Jamboard. Well, I've been playing around with Jamboard a little bit, but I haven't yet really delved into it. And Jamboard, if you're not familiar, is a Google app. And basically, it's like a giant Google slide, but it's really popular with math teachers because you can make big graph paper in different colors, and you can also really easily draw shapes and stuff if you teach geometry. So Jamboard's pretty popular with the math teachers, but it worked out really well. And the students, I asked them to come up with two academic goals, two social emotional goals, and then two personal goals, and then add images to go with it. And they really seemed to like it. But the great thing about the assignment wasn't the end product. It was the start of brainstorming. When I asked them specifically to think about all that they've already accomplished in 2020. And I reminded them that perhaps in 2020, they felt like they were disconnected from school and they didn't get everything accomplished that they might have wanted to get accomplished. But I wanted them to focus on what they did accomplish. So I told them to focus specifically on technology and their Chromebooks and all the things that they've learned on the Chromebooks since going remote back in March of 2020. And then I put the students into breakout rooms and I joined the breakout rooms, and some rooms were crickets. And so I was like, ugh. But then I did go to a few rooms and I was like hearing amazing things. Like I was writing it down and stuff. So one quote from one of my students that really resonated with me is he said, before we went to remote learning, I would just grab a Chromebook to play math games on. Now, he said, I do everything on my Chromebook. I turn in all my assignments. He said, I can play math games, but everything I do for class is now on my Chromebook. And I was like, bingo, that's it. How could we have taught our students that much technology in less than a year if it wasn't for remote learning? It couldn't have been done. There's no way. So other things I heard from my students that just, you know, gave me butterflies, I had students say, well, it taught me patience because you never know what's going to happen with the technology. And sometimes the Zoom call kicks you out, and sometimes this happens, and sometimes the network goes down, and you know, have to be really patient because otherwise, you know, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And I thought to myself the same thing. So how can we teach patience in our students? How do we teach it? I mean, I'm drawing a blank here because, you know, if I knew how to teach students patience, I would have been doing it for the last 20 years. I also heard from students that they were talking about like, well, it, you know, helps me to develop my focus because I have to sit in the chair for class. And, you know, I usually would never be able to sit that long and focus. So I've learned to develop being focused a little bit more. And then I just heard a lot of students that were like, yeah, I mean, I've learned how to do this on my Chromebook and I've learned how to do this on my Chromebook. And we're currently using Schoology in my district. So I reminded all of them that in 2020, when they went into remote learning for the first time, they weren't using Schoology because we just started it at the beginning of this school year. So that's like a whole new platform that all the students had to learn how to do. So that was amazing. And thinking about, you know, Flipgrid and Edpuzzles and some of, you know, the great ways that, I mean, there's so many things that teachers are using that it does get overwhelming. And I'm like, okay, I can't learn one new thing anymore because I've learned so much. But then you see what it does and you're like, oh, I want to learn how to do that. And that's kind of what I did with Jamboard because my brain was full. And then I was like, oh, okay, but I can do this because if I want my students to do it, I need to learn how to do it. So I just think about how much growth teachers across the United States and across the world, really, and students, teachers, parents, everybody really was forced to grow in the area of technology, whether they wanted to or not. I mean, I know that a lot of kids go kicking and screaming to the computer, and a lot of adults do the same thing. But when we go back for real, they're going to have so much knowledge that they're really going to be 21st century learners. And if you think about everything we teach students in an entire year, we could never reproduce what we've taught them in the last 9 months. I mean, it hasn't even been a year yet. They've learned so much. And I believe with the perseverance and resilience that our students are showing, that they're going to be able to catch up on their math and they're going to be able to catch up on their reading because they know how to do hard stuff now. They've been doing it. They've mastered it. It's great. Now, with that being said, I do have a lot of anxiety about going back into the classroom and not only teaching my students, but streaming in students from Zoom and trying to figure out the logistics of all of that. I do feel overwhelmed about that. But I also think that, well, you know, if I could figure out how to do hybrid and then figure out how to do remote and then figure out how to go back and forth, I can certainly figure this out. So that was a like little pep talk I had to give myself because it is overwhelming and I do feel that anxiety. So one of the things that I've been focusing on when I feel like I'm getting anxiety and I'm getting maybe frustrated or angry and like I want to throw in the towel is I just keep going back to look how much they've learned in the last 9 months. Catching them up on reading or catching them up on, you know, math, I know it's a big task, but I think that everybody has developed the perseverance in the last 9 months to tackle that overwhelming gap that we're all going to face coming up, not only with the rest of this year, but, you know, in years to come. But that's going to be a whole nother topic, and I want to keep this one positive. So what I invite you to do is think of a place, think of a quote, think of an image, think of whatever food or whatever it is that makes you really happy. And when you start feeling those little strings of anxiety that are starting to wrap around you, and you're starting to feel like, oh, I don't know if I could do this, just close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths, and think about that happy place or that happy whatever, fill in the blank, whatever it is that makes you happy. Right now, I'm planning, hopefully, a trip to Thailand. And so when I close my eyes lately and when I'm getting frustrated, that's what I think about. I think about the beaches of Thailand and how no matter what, life goes on and we keep going and life will get back to normal. And maybe it's going to be a new normal, but I guarantee that we're looking at a whole new generation of 21st century learners that are willing to adapt, be flexible, persevere. They have grit. They have fill in the blank. They have it all. I mean, maybe their reading isn't where it needs to be, or their writing or whatever, but they've got the goods that they need to be successful in any college or career moving forward. I do believe that. So don't get disheartened and think of something that is going to bring you calm. So for me, it's always the breathing, but it's also now I've related that to an image. So maybe that's something that you want to try. I am still meditating every day, and I invite you to try that out as well. I love Calm, but there's many good apps out there. And as always, just remember that you need to put yourself first, because if the plane is going down and it's getting ready to crash, if you don't put your oxygen mask on first, then you can't help anybody else in the wreckage. So I want you to think about self-care and what are you doing to take care of yourself so that you can make it through the next 5 to 6 months. Well, I appreciate you tuning in to this first episode of 2021, and make sure that you hit subscribe on whatever platform you choose to listen to your podcasts on. And make sure to send in your comments or questions. I will put my email in the link and also my blog link, because I'm going to blog about the Jamboards this week. So stay tuned and make sure to follow me at The Mindful Teacher K-12 on Instagram or follow my Facebook page. Have a wonderful Wednesday.